Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And minister of motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is LaShawn McQuarrie, your mind-body wellness specialist, and I have, of course, with me this morning, the fabulous Dr. Walter Sims. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my wonderful co-host, and I guess this is my first time talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year.
He's just a tad bit delayed. He wasn't ready for the schedule to come back a couple of weeks ago when we did our first show, but that's okay. You know, I always send my love to people, and, you know, even being on this show and knowing and recognizing that sometimes when people don't show up, you just got to keep the ball rolling. And that's exactly what I did, you know, last week, and it's all good, but I'm so thankful and so happy that Dr. Sims is with me this week as we are getting ready to talk about, what's our title again? It's time to turn
It's time to turn the page.
And we were talking about it, and, you know, we're always throwing titles around and everything. And it's funny because a lot of times Dr. Sims will throw out a title, and I'll say, give me another one. And, you know, we'll play around with them, and then I pick one word out of each title, or I do something, and I come up with a title. But this time, did you notice this, Dr. Sims? This time, I left it exactly as you sent it to me. Did you notice that?
Yes, That's exactly right.
He picked that up. All right. So he's learning, too. He's teachable. He has a teachable spirit, which is wonderful. We should all have that. So I just, you know, I'm just thankful, like I said, that we are here again with you this morning. And Dr. Sam, since you were the one that really, you know, that this title came from you, I want you to go ahead and get us started this morning about, you know, start us this conversation on it's time to turn the page. What came to your heart? What was on your mind when you gave me that title?
Well, it's just where I am right now, and it's a new year. It's a fresh beginning. It's an opportunity to, you know, set some new goals, to pick up the pace, so to speak. So many times we cannot, because we're looking back and looking over our shoulders, because when you do that a lot of times, that's laced with regret. It's laced with some should'ves, would'ves, and could'ves. It's laced with fear. And you know what? Old school and Big Mama did not understand all of the technical speak, if you will, but old school would say something along these lines: you cannot and should not cry over spilled milk. And a lot of times we have allowed opportunities to slip by. We've allowed some key relationships to pass. We've not grown as much as we should have because we've had some missteps. But in order to progress and to move on and evolve, if you will, you have to be forthright enough to understand that, you know what, I have to press on. And you can learn from the previous page, if you will. But a wise person understands that, you know what, I'm gonna live right now. And so many times we are missing the now and right now, because either we're looking too far ahead or we're still living in yesterday. And I have a quote. I have a quote, and I simply say, time is so precious. And you and I have talked about in our production meeting, you know, we're so busy living in yesterday or trying to jump too far ahead that we're not even living right now and enjoying our moment.
Right.
And so turning the page, what my heart was with turning the page is that we have to keep going. We have to keep moving, because there's something funny about time. Time is moving whether you are or not.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Sims, because, you know, everything is about perspective. And it's
That's interesting, how some people
will say time is moving by fast, but somewhere there's somebody saying time is moving so slow. What is taking and everything? You know, and it's funny because the reality is our days have been 24 hours in length since we've been born.
Yes,
every 4 years,
yes,
there's a leap year.
That's right.
We get an extra
That's
day,
right.
however they calculate that. So time is not moving faster, and it's not moving slower. It's just
That's
where
right.
you are in the scheme of things. You know, children, all they know is, to them, it seems like everything is moving slow. Because, you know,
That's
they
right.
want Christmas to hurry up and come, and now they want the end of the school year to hurry up and come, you know. But then when summertime comes, they went, summertime went too fast. So, again, you know, it's just really all about perspective and where we are. And I believe that, you know, when like you said, you know, people are so busy looking at the past or looking in the future, you know, the only thing that we really have that we can focus on is today, you know,
That's
and
right.
making sure that you're doing your absolute best in this day to prepare you for whatever you're working on in the future, you know. And it does,
That's
because,
right.
you know, looking, you know, either behind or looking too far ahead of time, it really does feel the joy of the present moment, because it's hard to be present when everything that you claim that you want is somewhere along in the future. You know, and
yes,
that's why I believe that, you know, we have to oftentimes just stop and be grateful for right now. You know,
that's
be
right.
thankful
that's,
for
that's
that
correct.
Which is, you know, that which we have right now, because sometimes it's going to be a minute before certain things happen. But then there are other times when, you know, we get pleasantly surprised, and sometimes things happen a lot sooner. You know, and a lot of times that'll happen when we kind of take our eyes off of that and just really focus on being thankful and having joy daily, you know, every moment
that
of the day, as often
exactly
as we can.
Right. That's exactly right.
And, you know, you said some other things. Well, you said some very powerful things, you know, about letting go of the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Well, if it didn't, it didn't. You know, and if it did, it did. You know, and sometimes it's our, you know, our, you know, really, and that's just the way it is. But I think that when it comes to turning the page, it really is a new, fresh perspective. It doesn't necessarily mean that anything has changed necessarily, but sometimes just your perception of the situation has to change, or your perception
right.
and your decision
exactly
on how
right.
you want to move forward has to change.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So, yeah, you know, I think that's great, and I thought that it felt that it was a very appropriate, you know, show title, you know, as well, just, you know, helping the people move forward, because last week when we were talking about, you know, decisions, you know, and making the right decisions to go in a different direction, you know, to get this year moving in a positive light in whichever direction that we want to move in. Now, you know, Dr. Sams, I'm going to put you on the hot seat for just a minute. When it
okay.
comes to turning the page, where would you say that you need to turn a page?
Well, you know, it is is right where, you know, it's right where I am right now, because what I'm going through, and I just did a video just yesterday about self-evaluation. And the video centers about around the fact that it is about you. And a lot of times what people have to do, you have to, you know, and I think this is one of the main points today, this morning, is that you have to do some self-evaluation. You know, why didn't some things happen yesterday? Why didn't some things materialize like it should have? And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, I'm doing the very best I can. No, you're not. Not for real. And so you need to really look inward and say, you know what, am I really where I think I should be? You know, because if the truth be known, we are not really doing all that we can. We haven't exhausted all possibilities. You know, with me, have I, you know, spent time meditating or spending quiet time with the Lord? Have I really solidified my goals? Have I made that extra effort? Have I set a goal to write so many pages a day if I want to produce my next book? Have I really went hard as I should have? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we want to be critical. We want to be critical of where chance has found us, if you will, but we have not given our best effort. And so a lot of times the very first thing we need to do a lot of times, LaShawn, is really evaluate ourselves and really be fair and hard on ourselves, because give a little bit more. Come on, somebody. And that's, again, where, you know, this may sound strange, and you know me, you know, a lot better than a whole lot of other people, and you know that I do a lot, quote, unquote. But a lot of times, you know, I get a little hard on myself. I say, you know what, I can do a little bit more. And I want to let everybody know I thank you for your friendship, because, you know, I've started beefing up my minute motivation when I'm producing a lot more video. But with your expertise, you helped me really produce some quality videos. While I was thinking I was doing decent, you told me and shared with me where you can do a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times, again, you have to start looking inward. You know, to turn the page, you really have to be fair and hard on yourself and realize, you know what, I can do a little bit more. I can do a little bit more, and I should do a little bit more, because the only person you need to be in competition with is the better person you shall be tomorrow. Come on, somebody.
Well, and you know, and if anyone wants to join in on this conversation, you can call us. The number is 646-478-0615. Again, it's 646-478-0615. And, you know, that is very powerful, what you just said about looking inward, you know, because a lot of times when people state why they're not doing something, they look to the outside. They'll point to the economy, they'll point to their spouse, they'll point to their kids, their job, somebody, something outside of them, instead of looking inward, you know, and really doing, like you said, a self-evaluation. And it's interesting because whenever I give my clients homework, I call it a self-work assignment. And the reason why I said self-work instead of homework is because when people think of homework, they think of something that, well, I'll do this later on when I get home.
Come on.
But I say, you know what, you can never walk away from yourself. You should always be working. You are a work in progress every second of the day. And so it's about developing you and becoming your best self. So when we talk about, you know, turning this page and what that looks like for you, you know, I think you really summed it up when you said it's about self-evaluation. And where do you want to go? You know, do you want to, you know, continue to stay on the same page, or are you really ready to turn the page? And it really does require us to do something different, to be different, because what you just said, Dr. Finn, about, you know, can I change? You know, and I think it goes, you know, even further than can I, because I think we all know that we can, but the deciding line is, am I? Am I trying to do it? You know, because there's a whole lot of, you know, you can do, but will you do it? Are you actually going to take the steps necessary and make sure that you do it? You know, and that's the whole thing, you know, and sometimes it has to be, you know, get down to the place where it's a do or die situation. But, you know, I like
that's
to change that up and say it's a do or live. You know, are you going to live or are you going to just die? You know, and it's about bringing yourself to life and recreating yourself time after time after time, after every disappointment, after every, you know, just hurt and just unexplainable situations, but you keep getting up and you keep fighting and you keep being better and you keep being stronger. And I think that's the heart and that's the mindset and the spirit that someone has to have in order for them to move forward.
That's exactly right. And if I may, the second piece to that, when you're evaluating yourself, the next piece of that is, LaShawn and our listening audience, is that you have to, this was just dropped in my spirit, you have to forgive yourself. You know, I was sharing with a new client Thursday evening. You know, so many times we are so hard on ourselves, you know, because of the missteps and the missed opportunities, but you have to be willing to forgive yourself, you know, because, this is hot off the press right here. You have to understand that at that moment in time, you acted with every ounce of understanding you had at that moment in time. Because we say a lot of times, you know, if I knew then what I know now, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, I would have done so much different. Not really. Because at that moment in time, you were as mature as you possibly could be, and you made the best decision you could at that moment in time with the intel that you had at that moment in time. You did the best you could, and you have to forgive yourself because you do know a little bit better now. And that's why you went through that then, so that now you're better equipped to handle where you are right now. So forgive yourself. You did the best you could with what you had.
And you know what, Dr. Sims, that is so right there. Forgiveness is truly key. Because, you know, there are so many people that are even, well, my mama and daddy, and you know what, just like you did the best you could with what you knew, they did the best they could with the information that they had. You know, and
that's
that's why forgiveness is so important of other people and ourselves, because at any given moment, we are all doing the best that we can, you know.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, we may have an expectation of someone that's a little bit higher, where they're just not there yet, you know, and that's why, you know, when we talk about having love and as compared to unconditional love, because most people, especially, you know, and I'm going to touch on this for just a second, married couples, they say, oh, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life, but really what they really, really mean, if they be honest with themselves, is I'm going to love you until you hurt me. I'm going to love you until you tick me off. I'm going to love you until you do something that I feel is wrong or disrespectful. I'm loving you until those things happen. Now, when those things happen, I'm going to pull back my love. I'm going to retaliate. I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be mean and nasty to you because now I see you as a person who no longer deserves my love. Well, that's not loving to the end of time. Love is love, and I think the best example of unconditional love is always between a mother and a child. A child can steal from a mother. A child can turn into a crackhead. A child can do all kinds of hideous things. I mean, a child can kill somebody, and the mama know that their child did it, and a mama will still love.
Come
she
on.
Will hurt, which she will love. And if we had that kind of love, you know, if people really thought about those kind of love, you know, and it's amazing because, you know, people go through and they say their wedding vows, and I almost think that they need to change the wedding vows and make them ugly and say, you know, because they say, you know, for better or worse, richer or poor, you know, and all of the other ones. But you know, maybe they should say, you know, I'm going to love you even when you do something to disrespect me. I'm going to love you.
Oh, that's good.
Even if
I like that.
I'm going to love you.
I like that.
If I see you staring at somebody else that you shouldn't be. I'm going to love you even if you make a mistake and damage our financial situation. See, because
you know
those
what?
Are the
you
real
know what?
Issues
you
in life.
You just messing with me. I made the very next wedding, I perform, I'm going to mix that thing up. I like it. I'm going to add that to my premarital coaching. I like that. That's good stuff right there.
Exactly. Because you know, it's the tough things. You know, the pretty things when all is well. Anybody can love you when you're in good health. Anybody can love you when you're looking your best. Anybody can love you when you're having fun. The money is coming in. Anybody can get along at those times. It's when the money starts to dry up. It's when somebody loses their job. It's when somebody loses a title, a position. It's when you got to move to a different neighborhood when you think you should be going up and you actually end up going down. It's those type of things that call in forgiveness, you know, and going back to all of that you were just saying, Dr. Sands, it really is that, you know, that forgiveness piece, you know, of forgiving ourselves, you know, and not saying, well, if I would have just did this, then that would be different, and this would be different, and that would be different. But the thing is, you couldn't at that time. Like you said, we've all done the very best that we could have at that time with what we had. And now it's about moving forward, and that's why I love it. And you're going to love this, Dr. Sands. There's a gentleman by the name of Eric Worre, and he taught this one lesson. He had this small video that he sent up, and it was called Either You Win or You Learn. So in every situation in life that you feel that you didn't win, did you learn something? Because you really can't lose so long as you learned the lesson. You may not have won, however you define win, but you learned something. And you know what? It's interesting because it's we learn the most, and I know we don't like this, and I'll be the first person to get the petition started so that we can send it off to God, but I'll be the first person to tell you, I don't like the fact that our pain teaches us more than anything else. I've had many joyous moments. I've had many great times and happy occasions, but I'm here to tell you it was the pain that grew me. It was the pain
that taught me. And trust me,
I'm trying to tell y'all, everybody else, you put your name on it too. I'm like, Lord, we need to figure out a better way to do some things here. You know, we need to do some things a little bit differently here. But the reality is, as it sits right now, and I'm working on this, y'all. I'm telling you, if I get my way, if God just let me have my way just one time, that would be
just
the
one
thing
time.
That would change, that we could learn things. And not that we don't learn things, you know, because sometimes we do learn things through other people's trials and pains and situations. But the stuff, when it comes home, when it hits the home front, that's when we receive it. That's when eyes are open. That's when hearts are changed. That's when different decisions begin to be made, when it comes right up in your face. You know, because, you know, I think about it like whenever we watch a scary movie and you see somebody running and everybody in the theater screaming, don't look back, you dummy. You know they're behind you. Just run. If that was me, I wouldn't have failed. I'd have kept on running. I would have shot the person. They wouldn't have taken the gun out of my hand. If you've never held a gun before, if you've never had your life threatened before, you don't know what you would do. We talk about
that.
That's exactly right. That we would behave a certain way. But you don't know until you are in that position. Because when
you get in those
tough spots, that's when the real you really shows up. Because I hear people say all the time, I don't cuss. That's because I ain't never seen you mad. Yeah, you get mad, you turn into a drunk cussing sailor. And things change when you're under pressure. That's when you really find out,
right.
You know, because you can say you're patient all day long, but it takes somebody to get on your nerves before you find out how patient you are. You can say, I'm a person of peace.
Right.
Yeah, you're a peacemaker until somebody try to bring war up in your face. That's when
you really
find out exactly who you are. When you're that situation that gives you the opportunity
to go
in either direction, to give you the opportunity to act outside of who you say you are, that's when you really know. That's when you get to define yourself.
That's good. Well, listen, we got about roughly 5 minutes left in this show. Sean, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. This is going to be a show. We may have to do part two next month.
Okay, well, you can, of course, find me on my website at LashawnMcQuarrie.com. That's LashaWN as in Nancy, M as in Mary, CCRARY.com. Go to my contact page. You can also find me on Twitter at LashawnMcQuarrie, or you can find me on Facebook, again, under my name. And make sure that you also like. We have a Twitter page that you can like, and you can also find us on Facebook, you know, and like us there at Intentional Life. So make sure that you find us. You'll find both of our bright, smiley faces posted up there. And yeah, make sure you like us, make sure you follow us, and yeah, we'll make sure that we follow you back.
And all you got to do to contact me, just tweet me, Dr. Walter Sims, DrWalterSims, and you can Google me. Just Google Dr. Walter Sims, and all my information will pop up. And we've come a long way because, I mean, we're in cyberspace now, LaShawn, but this has been a great show. Have you enjoyed this show, Sean?
I most certainly have and enjoyed this show, and you know I always love it. You know, just being real, just allowing whatever it is that's feeding us. You know, because we don't script it. You know, we come up with a title and we just flow with it. So whatever comes out of us, you know, it just comes out of us. You know, it may have been maybe one or two shows where he and I actually, you know, sat down and came up with some key points or something like that. But for the most part, when you listen to Intentional Life, you are getting it. It is live, baby. I mean, it's really live. Even
for
if you listen to the playback
real.
Of it,
for real.
When we recorded this show, it was live, and we wanted it to be that way because I wanted it to just flow. You know, and just even though the name of the show is Intentional Life, you know, our intention is just for it to be the best at that moment. Because right now, like we said earlier, we're just giving you the best of us. We're just giving you what we know at this time. And as we grow and evolve and become better, the show is going to get better. And, you know,
that's right. And
that's our heart, and that's what we want for all of you. You know, in closing, Dr. Sims, what nugget, what one thing would you say to the people that they need to know about turning the next page?
The biggest thing is, you know, be here now. You know, enjoy where you are right now. Smell the roses. Eat a little bit. Just eat up from where you are right now. You know, enjoy where you've been. Look forward to where you're going. But really enjoy where you are right now at this moment in time, because you and I know you are going to get there wherever your there is. You're going to be that powerful speaker. You're going to be that world-renowned specialist. You're going to be a recording star. You're going to be an author. Whatever it is that you're chasing, you're going to get there. It's just a matter of time. So enjoy where you are right now. Just enjoy right where you are right now.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, Dr. Sims. And I'm just going to say, how much time do I have, Dr. Sims? I'm probably down to about 30
45
seconds.
Seconds.
I got 45 seconds. Well, quickly, then I'm just going to say forgive, love, and believe. I think when you add those three things together, that you believe, you hope that everything is going to be better. In the meantime, you're forgiving and letting things go, and you're loving yourself and everyone else through the process. And I think if you can do those things, then you can turn the next page and the next page and the next page until you eventually get to the next book. And with that, everyone, thank you for joining us. Tell all your family and friends, come back. We'll be here again on the second Sunday in February. And so until then, have a fabulous day and make sure that you're living an intentional life.